really been found now since the start of term, just how it's impacting on schools. And it emanates from the decision by the Minister last year to remove the X quota allocation for guidance counsellors that was given to schools. So schools now have to take their guidance counsellors' hours out of their standard teaching hours. So effectively what it meant was a cut in the pupil-teacher ratio, but that put the pressure on the schools themselves to try and find a way to actually continue to provide guidance counselling services to students. And we're now seeing how that's really impacting on schools across the country. We saw one incident in Wexford there in the last number of weeks whereby a student wasn't able to access a guidance counsellor and ended up being hospitalised due to mental health concerns. And as a result of that, Minister Quinn gave an additional allocation of 11 hours to that school. And I put the question to him in the Dáil, if that school required it, why does other schools not require it as well?
You're not happy with the response you received when you raised that very issue with the Minister?
Certainly not. I mean, I put it to Minister Quinn that he really should engage in an audit with as to how this cut is impacting on school services across the country, because it's not good enough to simply react once a crisis arises in one particular school. It needs to be preventative. That's the reason the service was there in the first place. That's why it is really important Minister Quinn takes stock of the impact it's having, does an assessment of schools, and actually then engages with them to see if there's any way he can assist to actually reduce the pressure on them.